perform muraqabah. This is the ruh, the life of this whole majlis muraqabah. Everything that we've done prior to this, khatam khwajgan, and also did du'as and recited the shajra, the result, conclusion of that is this, muraqabah. In muraqabah, the individual, he attains Allah. He finds Allah and he attains the rank and the level of ihsan. So the salik, what he should do is do a lot of effort on muraqabah. All of our asbaq, the lessons of the Naqshbandi order, they are all attained via muraqabah. So during muraqabah, focus fully towards your heart and thoughts come to the individual. This is natural. This is natural that thoughts will come to a human being. Shaitan is present. And the nafs, the desires are present, that they stop and prevent us from going towards Allah. So in the beginning, during muraqabah, there's a lot of, you can say, a whirlwind of these things, of thoughts and distractions and other points and waswasas and negative temptations. Don't worry about that. The more you focus, pay attention, then those thoughts will disappear. And then your feeling and convictions will get stronger towards dhikr. So you should make a lot of effort for this in muraqabah. And with a lot of attention, focus, when the thoughts come, then keep on removing them. Don't pay attention to the thoughts, distractions. Focus on your heart. And his personal name, Allah's name, focus on that. Rather, the pious predecessors, the pious elders of the deen have stated that sometimes in this, the individual, he also starts to observe and experience things, good things, but there's danger in this, a lot of danger in this experience. Don't trust on this, don't focus on that. By observing or experiencing, this does not elevate or promote your darajat, your rank, that your maqam has increased. No, rather there's danger. So if this comes around in the salik, the student, that during muraqabah he sees something, or he feels something, he is thinking something, some color or light or some images being observed, etc., don't pay attention to that at all. Rather, focus on the personal name of Allah. Allah's personal name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Keep focusing on that. And don't think about other things, or observe other things, or experience other things. And don't think that you have promoted, or you have got a higher rank if you experience other factors. And sometimes a person, a student, thinks that whoever can observe things and experience feelings, he has reached a high grade. And I can't see, I am at the back, I've not achieved. No, do not worry about that. The successful student is he alongside dhikr, that he has established the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. This is the sign of success, that good akhlaq comes into his life and he develops excellent akhlaq and character and gets rid of bad character. This is walayat, being a wali Allah. And to see, think that, oh, I'm experiencing and observing things, or my body is trembling, this is not the result of success. The real objective is that a person observing the sunnah of the Prophet, his walking, talking, moving around, his high grade sunnah, and that while he's practicing any sunnah, he has no hesitation, no shame, and no thought, double thoughts, and he doesn't care about any other distraction on following the sunnah. This is the real success of doing dhikr, that his dhikr is going to a high level. So pay attention to your heart, focus on your heart. And all the honorable mashaykh, due to their association and connection, on your lataif, on your asbaq, on your spiritual lessons, attain, request Allah's faiz, blessings, and with the tongue of the heart, Allah, 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 keep reciting and remembering Allah's name. May Allah give His mercy, may Allah grant mercy.